This road is the reason why no detailed independent investigation into the allegations has so far happened. There are just too many roadside bombs for it to be safe. We went straight to Fallujah General Hospital, brand new, built with American money. No one was very anxious to talk to us. The Iraqi government maintains there's no real problem with birth defects here, just one or two more cases a year than the Iraqi average. People told us the government doesn't want to cause problems for the Americans. So it takes courage to challenge the official version.
One case a week, do you see, something like that?
No. 2 to 3 cases per day.
3 cases a day?
Yes, mainly cardiac defects.
What is it that's happened in Fallujah that means that these birth defects exist in such numbers?
I am a doctor. I have to be scientific in my talk. I have no proof and I have no nothing documented. But I can tell you that year by year, the number is increasing.
And it all started after 2004. We began to see the extent of the problem for ourselves. At a disability clinic, parents brought their children in for help. The staff feel swamped physically and emotionally. It's very painful, she says. I feel as though they're my own children. I feel helpless. The director shows me dozens of photographs, a terrible record of suffering. There's one of a baby born with 3 heads. I had to ask the cameraman not to film this little girl's spinal deformity. It's too shocking. We headed for the area known as Al Julan, where the fiercest fighting took place 6 years ago. In this house, we'd been told all 3 children had birth defects.
Why do you think this happened to your family?
The Americans, she says. Outside, a man showed us his little daughter, born in 2005. She has 6 fingers on each hand, 6 toes on each foot. Their house was hit by an American shell. Officials here are now advising women not to have children at all. The precise cause may not have been pinpointed, but there's no denying the terrible human cost. John Simpson, BBC News, Fallujah.